Watch, science explainer Neil deGrasse Tyson converts to transgenderism. By Neil Monroe on August 2, 2023. Each person's male or female biology is subordinate to the gender they display with their clothes and makeup, says Neil deGrasse Tyson, the progressive science explainer. His conversion to the progressive's transsexual anti-science ideology has prompted hoots and laughter from critics. deGrasse Tyson is revising 1950s gender stereotypes to justify an transgender ideology that leads to sterilization of teenagers, responded Chloe Cole, a young woman who was swept up by transsexualism when she was an insecure teenager. Cole scoffed. How about we stop confusing basic human biology with cosmetics? Like, what a weird jump. I don't wear makeup stuff. If I leave the house without makeup on, does that make me like 70% male? Related video, transitioner Chloe Cole, my childhood was ruined. He is either clueless and incurious about the gender-critical anti-transgenderism perspective, or he's pretending to miss the point that a person's attitude, character, and clothing have no impact on their male or female sex, responded Colin Wright, a well-regarded critic of transgenderism. He added, if he would bother to consult actual critics of gender ideology for their perspectives, he would understand that the current debates over transgenderism are about legitimate concerns over eliminating sex-based laws and protections for women and girls as a class rooted in biology rather than a shared desire to wear eyeliner. deGrasse Tyson, the much-touted advocate for science, embraced transgenderism in a recent episode of Stephen A. Smith's podcast. My point is apparently the biological 20/Y chromosomes are insufficient because when we wake up in the morning, we exaggerate whatever feature we want to portray, the gender of our choice. Suppose no matter my 20/Y chromosomes, today I feel 80% female, 20 male. I'm going to put on makeup. Tomorrow I might feel 80% male. I'll remove the makeup and I'll wear a muscle shirt. Why do you care? What business is it of yours to require that I fulfill your inability to think of gender on a spectrum? Many, not all, male transsexuals insist their female gender identity actually converts them into biological women. Gender ideology is the belief that what makes someone fundamentally a woman, girl, man, or boy is their subjective identity instead of objective biology, said an August 1 response from Wright. A lot more follows from and interlocks with this core belief, but that's the foundational premise. Wright wrote, the current debates have nothing to do with a refusal to acknowledge and accept sex atypical behaviors and expressions. In reality, they are about legitimate concerns over eliminating sex-based laws and protections for women and girls as a class rooted in biology rather than a shared desire to wear eyeliner. They are about preserving sex-segregated intimate spaces for the safety and dignity of women and girls. If this was only truly about aesthetics, nobody would care, Cole responded. It's my business because you're using 1950s gender stereotypes to justify an ideology that leads to sterilization and mastectomies of 15-year-old girls who just don't fit in with teenager cliques. Girls like me. I wonder what gender he was when he recorded this? He doesn't have a muscle shirt on, right? No spray tan, he's probably like 50% male. Because the only thing that you've established in this video is that men wear trousers and tank tops, but women, they wear lipstick and dresses. There may be only two sexes, but there are an infinite number of personalities. I mean, it really doesn't take a degree in astrophysics to understand that, she said. Richard Dawkins, a British scientist, also ridiculed the suggestion that people can change their sex by adopting different words. Sex really is binary, here's no question about it, Dawkins said in a recent conversation with Irish-born Helen Joyce, another critic of transgenderism. To me as a biologist, it is distinctly weird that people can simply declare, I am a woman though I have a penis, Dawkins said. What we were talking about here is an intensely linguistic movement, said Joyce. There isn't a sense in which a man can become a woman except linguistically. Numerous polls show that the public is increasingly rejecting transgenderism, even as it sympathizes with confused youths. Despite relentless, near-universal, pro-transgender agitprop in establishment media outlets,